A month, 747,000 tons for the new marketing year.
Along and north of Highway 2, crop conditions are changing rapidly. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Megan Overby has more.
Most of the corn in the Michigan-North Dakota area is in dough stage, some starting to dent. While conditions have been favorable, North 40 Ag owner Josh 40 says the crop has many weeks between now and harvest.
Everything that left my seed warehouse was about 78 days or earlier. Just people, the guys that were willing to plant corn just were not going to push it. They had their fill of combining in the snow and combining in the wet mud this spring. And right now, as far along as the corn's been pushed, they might regret it a little bit, but overall, I think they'll be pretty happy with their decision to still have an earlier variety, and we'll get the top-end yields out of those early varieties this year, the way it looks.
North of the Michigan area, near Langdon, North Dakota, while there isn't a large amount of corn acres, canola can be found in fields spanning 4 miles. Pioneer sales representative Jace Ramberg says the canola crop is all over the board this year.
Yeah, there's a lot of uneven stands throughout areas, some that didn't emerge right away and some that did emerge right away, so we got some very uneven stands throughout areas. Planting season this year was pretty late. A lot of guys didn't get in until mid-May to later May and really had to push to get all the crop in this season.
Ramberg and 40 were a part of the northeastern leg of the Red River Farm Network Crop Tour presented by Pioneer. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Overby.
Lakeview seed owner Brock Mitchell says considering the year, the crop looks pretty decent in the Rock Lake, North Dakota area.
Some of the early wheat is just starting in the last week here to be harvested. And hearing varying reports, I guess, both with quality and yield. I think guys are a little bit disappointed with the test weights and some of it, but I have heard higher ones starting to show up here as they get into it. Row crops consist mostly of soybeans and edible beans, I guess, and those crops look quite good, probably as good as they have in quite some time.
Mitchell says Pioneer's new canola varieties look very good.
Liberty Taller Canola we have, both in a sclerotinia-resistant variety and a Harvest Max variety. We're really excited about that, as well as the introduction of the Enlist beans. We do have a few varieties of those for our area as well. Canola is still a huge crop for us here, and I have heard some early reports of some pretty good yields on the canola crop coming off as well.
Mitchell was part of the Red River Farm Network Crop Tour presented by Pioneer.
The South Dakota